With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, broadcasting live from Sarasota, Florida. Joining us right now is Andrew Cashner. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I look, you're just like full of energy.
Yes,
jump
is.
Right in, man. Jump right in.
Getting through the day, getting ready for stretch.
You know what? Last year, your first year with the club, and you were given a stat of the cold weather you pitched in your first 9 starts. You're going to start off the year in New York. I don't think it's going to be 80 degrees, man.
No, it's going to be cold. It's, as you get older, it gets tougher to get going in the cold weather. So it's just, get up early, get the body moving, and get ready. But it's going to be, man, it's going to be cold, especially with the weather right now.
What did you learn about yourself from 2018?
Man, it was a tough year last year. It's probably one of the worst of my career. I think it's going to be a totally different culture this year for me. So it's going to be way more relaxed, more my speed. But I think my biggest thing that I need to take care of is my health. I mean, that's kind of what's bugged me in my last few years. And if I can take care of my health, I think the pitching will take care of itself.
Speaking of which, a lot of talk about the game about, I don't think they're going to do this again because they did it once, the Bob Gibson, but lowering the mound, changing things to get more offense in the game because pitchers seem like they're really becoming dominant again. Do you think that's fair or is it kind of a – just something for people to talk about in sports radio because it seems crazy to me that they would even consider doing that again.
I don't know. I mean, I would be against it. Mm-hmm. I don't think pitchers are as dominant as they think they are. I think it's certain guys that might be dominant.
Right.
But I think it's, I don't know. I think when they changed the balls in the last 2 years, I think that's kind of gone back towards the hitter.
I think that's a lot of things involved there. Like you said, they changed the baseball.
Yeah.
They changed a lot of things. And then, they just think these big leaps, like, when you had Gibson's 112 ERA, we take 5 inches off the mound, we need to do it again. Pump the brakes a bit. Like, there's other factors going on here, including the philosophy of the game.
Yeah, I think I just think the game has gotten a lot smarter in the last, I would say, 5 to 8 years. And the way players are training has gotten different. And I think guys are getting an edge, definitely from training different, and I think it's kind of translating, and then more guys start to do it, and then they got to make an adjustment.
Now, Andrew, you're one of the few in the clubhouse with previous experience around Brandon Hyde. It was 9 years ago in the Fall League, but does that give you an edge in any way? Not in terms of where you stand on the team, but having some background with the guy, and do other players come up to you and say, hey, from previous experience, can you share this or that?
Yeah, kind of funny. He's the only manager I've ever had that I had somebody arrested in the middle of a game in the dugout.
Oh, do tell us.
When he was managing us in the Fall League. So we were playing a game in our clubhouse that got broken into, and I guess our bat boy broke in the clubhouse and stole a bunch of stuff. But the FBI came down in the middle of an at-bat and arrested this kid during the middle of the game. It was crazy.
The FBI?
In the locker room or in the dugout?
In the dugout.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But, Hyder, he's awesome, man. I really enjoy him. I had a lot of good times with him then, and, just looking forward to getting to knowing him during the season.
Now, we talk about the young pitchers here on this this ball club here with Andrew Cash in the Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. And you've been around for a while. You got a lot of innings under your belt. Do you notice some things with some of these guys, maybe some potential that they could be special with a few breaks here and there?
Yeah, I think there's some really good pitchers coming up, especially with Brocale being here now. I think just his –
You like him.
Yeah, his presence, his knowledge, his experience, all of the above. I think it's going to be great for these kids to be able to learn at a slower pace with him and kind of, maybe figure out their potential a little sooner. But it'll be a good test for these young guys, starting off. The AL East is no joke.
No joke. I don't know why no one's asked you this question yet because we've been talking for 2 days. What's up with your restaurant quality grill smoker out in the back here.
Yeah, how many media can you feed?
I'm a grill guy, man. That's impressive.
It's I had that made a couple years ago. That's my baby. You can go tailgate anywhere you want to go. I mean, you can cook anything you want. I mean, it's got a griddle, a high-temp cooker, a high-temp boiler, a 40-pound grease fryer, two smokers, a hot water heater with a sink,
no kidding.
Massage. Storage.
I mean, I don't think people get – this thing is enormous.
It is.
Like, enormous.
Do you tailgate, like, in football games in Texas?
We'll go – we usually try to go once a year, but
– Where?
To TCU.
Okay.
We'll go over to a game. We went to a Cowboys game this year, but it was too cold to go tailgate.
Now, you show up this year with that contraption, and this is the year that Boog's Barbecue was trotted out here, a long-standing tradition. Are you going to have a cook-off with Boog? I mean, how does that line up?
I don't know. I got to become pretty good friends with our chef, Eric, here, and we were just talking, and I told him about what I had, and he was like, you know, why don't you bring it down here? I'd love to cook on it all spring, and I kind of figured a couple things out with how to get it down here, and, it just worked out.
You got to have a cook-off with the pals.
We can see what we can make happen. I'll make some – I got some good recipes.
All right.
If y'all would have been
just
down here before camp started, we were cooking on it more.
I'm sure.
He probably cooks on it about two or three times a week. I think he said he's going to cook on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll be by with some tin foil.
Of course you will. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. What's the biggest difference right now in camp this year versus camps in the past?
Yeah, I just think it's laid back. I definitely feel it's more youthful. This is more youthful than any team I've ever been on. I've never been through something like this, so it's definitely made me feel younger. Made me have a little bit more energy. It's good, too, because it's a lot of guys are hungry. But I think it's just from a standpoint, we got music playing during BP. Hyder's, communication has been great. Brocale's communication has been great. So it's definitely just a lot more laid back.
Do you get to select the music anytime on BP?
They don't want to listen to what I want to listen to.
What would you listen to? What would you listen to?
I'd probably put on some, some Cody Jinks or some Turnpike Troubadours or some Randy Rogers or some Wade Bowen, something like that.
All right. I have no idea who any of those people are. But
yeah, it's Texas country.
So you weren't here for Cole Swindell?
Nah, not really my scene.
That's country. Is it different?
Nah, it's not country.
It's pop country?
Yeah.
I got you.
Anytime they pull up with an 18-wheeler and their face is on the side of it, it ain't.
All right. See, I'll remember that. He is Andrew Cash. Andrew, good luck, man. We hope that 19 is better for everyone.
I appreciate
you.
It. Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Good seeing you.
Didn't get to ask my boar hunting question.
Go ahead, ask
me. I was just kidding.
What you got?
I always wanted to do this. I'm a bow hunter. I always wanted to hunt wild boar with a bow and arrow, and I heard Texas is the place to do it.
Texas is the place to do it. They got some hogs here.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Maybe looking at going turkey hunting down here pretty soon, but there's a bunch of hogs down here. But I would recommend doing it. Maybe get out of a helicopter and do it.
Really?
Yeah, you can shoot like 50, 60 pigs.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, out of a helicopter, you're just going over the top of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're a nuisance.
Well, I heard in Texas, they're considered vermin. Like, you hunt them year-round.
Yeah, they're varmints.
Yeah.
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 They'll tear up everything.
And they hurt you. It's kind of fair.
How are they on the barbecue?
Delicious.
I'll tell you what, they are some of the best, man. You get a whole hog and put it on the pit and smoke it all day. It is.
I lived in South Carolina. We did that every Thanksgiving.
It is unreal.
Hog heaven.
Yep.
The hog every Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to get some wings on the pit. If y'all will be here tomorrow, I'll try to get y'all some.
We'll
food
be here tomorrow.
We'll be here. Yeah.
What time?
Yes. Yeah.
It'll be a little after lunch, so maybe like 1 o'clock-ish.
I tell you what, I won't leave.
All right.
After the show,
I'll
hang around.
12 to 1 tomorrow to hook y'all up with some barbecue.
Hey, all right. Andrew.
Our favorite, Andrew Cashner.
I'll find you, Andrew.
I promise. You'll smell it coming about 7 in the morning, man. There's nothing better than pulling in the parking lot and Eric's already got the pit fired up, man. It smells so good.
So we're broadcasting live from the pit tomorrow.
There we go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.